time. Today they will ask if we didn't sound on time in the church. How can I serve others if I have sin in my life? And let me clear my life first, then I go to others to help them to make their life better. But that's not true. This is not the gospel. The gospel, as I look towards the need of others, and as I discover any healing is there, I find the thing is very easy. Let us look at the story of Naaman. Second Kings chapter 5. Let us look at that one by one, verse by verse, from verse 1. حتى بعد ما كده سكن لكلمة 5-1 وريفة كل دي كده إن وريفة أصلا بس 1 was a great man. I'm telling you, you are the best. From the bottom of my heart, I see you in Africa, I see you here. I was with you the last 3 days, and always I go to my room to thank the Lord for you. Believe me, I'm so proud of you in front of the Lord. You are amazing in everything, in your heart, in the vision, and in the fathers who are serving you. That was Naaman, who's a great man of miracles. But look, Kida, continue, Kida, the same verse at the end.
He was also a mighty man of valor.
Oh my God. He was mighty man of God, very strong, amazing. And here, if Ezra is a writer, I don't know who is the writer of that book, he said in a small word, but he was a prince. But that never stopped him to be mighty man of God. He was upgraded from being a young soldier to be the head of the army and still doing great things. And the problem that left with him was there. But the man had wide vision about the power of God with him. And I feel always amazed about the word which you say that God did from the hand of this man, great salvation around. Or Savior. Or the man of the devils. Can I be a mighty man of the devils? What do you think? Can it match with each other? Yes or no? How many agree? Yes. How many say no? Yeah. What do you see? And I see only 3 years, 5 hands, and no more hands. And I assume there are more than 100. And when I need 5 only are awakened, but almost like 150 are off. It's great. It's not very high. Can God use me while leprosy is there or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
I give you a big hand for that. Thank you for that. Why? We learned that if leprosy is there, I can't be used by God. Now, how is that possible? How is that possible? Is that possible or not? How is that possible? As the happiest outcome. How is that possible? Is that possible? If I have leprosy, if David always show me my leprosy, how can I work with God? How can I try to heal others while I am wounded, while I am down? How that, is that possible? He said, yes, possible. How that work? Look at it. And to solve the problem, God convinced him that it is possible. And the same for us. If God sent a young girl to go to the master, to the wife or the man, and said to her, what's the problem? Why my master is paralyzed? He's mighty man. And God won't use him. And God love him. The problem is the man's levels. And he tried. Who's good at it? I had to be run good at two verses, beautiful. I like it very much. Had to run again to verse 7. First, in the verse 3, what a young girl, what she said here. Had to look at the verse 3. Had to look quickly at the verse 3. The young girl sent the message, so I was a man. What's the problem with that? It's leprosy. That lady introduced the prophet. The prophet is there to need help. And the man said, okay. At the start, it was hard. David always doesn't want you to be healed. David wants you always to be busy with your leprosy. And say, I have hidden sin. They say, I have bad stuff. I can't serve. I can't do anything. What you speak about God can use me to heal others is not practical. Also, get that to confirm this idea, he went to the king of Israel, according to the word of the girl. But then, in verse 7, what happened? I did all the kids at verse 7. In verse 7.
And it happened when the king of Israel read the letter. His clothes and said, I am God to kill and make alive, that this man sends a man to me to heal him of leprosy. Therefore, please consider and see how he seeks a quarrel with me.
What's David doing? What David did here? Who's clever to tell me what David did here? Is it frustrating? The man tried to hear. And the man said, okay, I will go. That's great. And you said, all of you, I know that you will say, I want to be healed. I want to move. Whatsoever you say, now, you say, I will do. And the man went to Israel to be healed. Tomorrow, the man took 100% step. He said, I will deny myself. I feel if you want that, to claim or to confess that you are leprous, it is the worst. It makes your self-esteem like minus down. And the man took this challenge and said, I am leprous. I'm going to Israel. Can home have enmity between each other. and go to Israel to be healed. And what happened? Put it for us in terms. What happened? What happened in Israel? What happened? What the king did? Had you run into the last verse, last part of verse 7. What happened?
He told his clothes. Hmm? When the king of Israel read the law, that he tore his clothes and said, I am God, to kill and make alive, that this man sends a man to me to heal him of leprosy. Therefore, please consider and see how he seeks a quarrel with me.
He said, the man coming to quarrel with me. Mother, I did my part. I deny myself. I humble myself. I hear the word of God and the promise of the Lord. And I went all the way to Israel to be healed. And at the end, what happened to him? What he could hear? Could he be healed? What happened? He found a man, said to him, you are coming to quarrel with me. Why that happened? He shut all that any gift. Whatsoever. Yes.
Could it be that the devil was trying to stop him from coming to God?
Man, I'm asking how devil is stopping. That's the question. Mm-hmm. What devil does to stop you? Where is the weakness here? The man did everything. He listened, he humbled himself, he went all the way, he took a gift with him even, and went all the way to Israel to be healed. Why did that happen? And he was faced by an accusation. You are coming to quarrel with me. Why did that happen? Should that happen with you? I tell you, this is the story of me and you. Many times, I know that the two fathers agree. The person, the Holy Spirit, like, work in my heart, and God get American, and God make this spirit to convict me of my sins, and thus everything that I say, Abuna, I won't repent, I want to have a new start, and I want to be different. And at the end, I find myself in a situation like that. And I say, no hope for me. When he went there, after denying, after did everything, find a person saying, you are coming to quarrel with me. Oh my God. I was foolish to come. Okay. Who was saying that to himself? That I am foolish to do all these steps. I went walking, and long way of walking, and he had money, so he was hazarded by seeds. All these things happening, at the end, he found what he's looking for is nothing. Negative. Zero. What is the problem here? Which chapter are you? Eh? I don't think this is the truth. I give you a gift, but I don't think God wants to frustrate us in this way to test our faith. I don't think so. Come, take any gift. Where is the problem? This problem here. Where is the weakness? We shut the door. Who is the smart? This is a hard question. Who is the smart to answer me? What is the weakness here? Come on, smart people. What is the problem here?
Pride?
Eh? It's a man who was not proud. The man went to watch the way he humbled himself. He shouted on you. Why did that happen with us? Is this your story or not? Many times you decide and you promise the Lord and you get up and say, I want to have mustache. I want to remove sin from my life. I want to be a new person. I know that God will heal me. And you hold the promises of the Lord. And God moved you all the way. And you see everything going well. And suddenly you find yourself frustrated. And the leprosy is still there. Not only leprosy is there, but
But a person accuse you or make you born naked. Why? Why God allows that? What is the weakness? What is the weakness? Sing it, Michael.
I agree with that. Possibly you went to the wrong
course. Stop, get the shot out, give him a big hand. Yourself and you decide to meet him, but the problem always we go to the wrong place. Where is the wrong place in our life? Each other, huh? People, number one. Yes, I give the open a gift, is that right? One can give the open a gift. First, people. Second, second, I search in myself how to correct myself. All those people say, Abuna, I promise tomorrow I will change myself. I promise you will find me tomorrow the best person. And David will say, yes, I will give him not tomorrow, 5 days. After 5 days, you discover that this is still there. The devil is inside. The problem with leprosy, it's not outside. Outside, what appears is the leprosy, but the actual leprosy is in the heart. Heart need to be changed, and that we'll find in the story. I go always to the wrong place to find the healing, either the self or people, or take some promises, or I try some outer things. I promise it. No, I will make some mataniyat, I make child A, but look, make all these things. But I promise you, it is healing for 1 week only. After 1 week, you will be the same. I feel in the heart the same. Who need to change his heart? And who can change his heart is Jesus only. It can't anything out of it. Shikida, he found himself at the end A, frustrated. And feel bad and say, why I did all these things? And why could I listen to this foolish girl to come all the way to be humiliated like that? But the girl also had Holy Spirit in his life, which could heal him. God gave promises for us in the Bible when he say about Jesus, he's a healer. All the story of healing to confirm, God is swearing in all these stories that he is able and he is willing to heal us. The first story of healing in the Bible, in the podcast, which story? Can you remember? Which story? What was the first healing in the Bible? What was the first miracle of healing with Jesus? Huh? No. Before it, the first. What was the first miracle? Haga akiba awi. Bible never was. Honestly, I want to tell you something. God loves you and he knows your need and want to support your need much more than you 10,000 times. Believe me, when the Bible says that in all our affliction, he is afflicted. When the Bible says he carried our sins and he carried all our infirmity, he means it. He means it. Ashkid, the first miracle of Jesus was to heal a leprous person. The man went to him and said, are you willing to heal? in me? مش قال له are you able, قال له he knows that Jesus is able to heal him, قال له but are you willing? What was the answer of Jesus? What's the answer of Jesus? Can you remember? Quickly, كده. ما تكون مهمين كده. أنا لو ask this question in Africa, I didn't sound a jumping كده. What was the answer of Jesus?
I am
willing. Yes, and I like that. And this is the best. Who answered? Come to take the gift. And I like. I'm dreaming to do that. And Jesus insists to touch him while it is forbidden for a teacher or any holy man to touch a leprous person. Jesus insists not only to say yes, but touch him also. Sorry, Habibi, I'm not leprous, but I'm touching him. And look, I am willing, and he touched him. Here the story ends wrongly because he went to the wrong person. What's the bad? Yes, I like it very much. Look at verse 8. I like that. I want you to know it by heart. Please memorize this verse by heart. What happened in verse 8? Verse 8, quickly. Anyone read for us? Yes, my. It ain't the big nuts. I like
that.
I like the word. I want him to know that there is a prophet in Israel. How many of you believe that there is a savior in the church? Do you believe there is a savior in the church? The prophet said to him, and why you do that? Are you foolish? Said them to me that he should know that there is a prophet in Israel. God wants to confirm to you. God sent the Spirit to your heart to bring you to this place for one reason. To know that there is a Savior in the church. Do you believe there is a Savior in the church? How many of you believe that there is a Savior in the church? How many say, I am here to be saved. And Jesus is able to save me whatsoever the past of my sins. Whatsoever the addiction of sin. Whatsoever the weakness. But there is a Savior here. Do you believe that or not? Do you believe that or not? What's the kind of confidence in the Elisha? How many have this faith? Don't listen to David when he say, you did it before, but it didn't work. I promise you, you went to the wrong place next to the star with Naaman. Elisha, the Holy Spirit is bringing you here and confirming and swearing and promising you that there is a Savior for you here. There is salvation for you here. You will never be the same. I promise you. And the man came and went to the house of Elisha. And what Elisha did? Let's look at that verse 10. What Elisha did? Read for us, verse 10. Quickly. I think put a microphone down. Can we ask them for another microphone down? I'm sure the one has. Let us stop. That was in the. And always I say to them in Africa, to the father, when you get a gift, you lose a gift. بتالي بعد الانجيجمنت بتاعك you lost all your gifts. You are a stranger. عشان كده انا مش عايز اتجوز عشان تبقى عارف. I'm afraid I will lose all my gifts. طب بص يا اخونا الثاني اخونا الموبايل. اتفضل يا اخونا. ريتشارد كم يا سلام. Give big hand to ابونا كده. Thank you. طب خلاص هاتين حد كده فولنتير كيف it with مايكل مايكل move it to مايكل هولي بس كده شان كده بص كده
Seven times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean.
Hello, go and wash yourself in the Jordan. Stand, wait, wait, and hello, go to Jordan and dip yourself and be clean. The man should be happy or not. First, he confirmed with him there is a prophet. He didn't say, I will try it. I know it is hard. Maybe it is possible, but I can't confirm that to say to you. He didn't say that to him, Elisha. He said, come, I promise you, I swear, there is a prophet who could kill you. I never doubt 1%, no, 0.5% there is healing. There is complete healing for you. But come to me. When Jesus said, come to you, who you who are like overburdened, believe me, the original word for this verse is not but beautiful. Yeah. We use it only for problems and the challenges. لما أبونا فارد from your shop, you go to Jesus and he will carry your burden of losing your job. But that's not the original verse in me. Who are overlaid, who are overburdened with sin, with weakness, go to Jesus and he will give you rest. That is the original word. Come to me. And when you went there, I will go wash yourself in the Jordan River and you'll be healed. It's easy, Mishkan. And joyful, Mishkan. Now he confirmed to him two things. Healing is there and healing is easy, Mishkan. What was the reaction back? That Naaman here, what he did? Verse 11. When he for us, verse 11.
But Naaman became furious and went what? To Ari and said,
he was
in? Furious.
Something wrong. And the Bible, it's so late, different, my Bible. And my Bible said he was joyful. Because healing is for him, and the healing is easy. The hell of the Bible, different from my one? My wife says that Naaman was jumping, dancing, because he would be healed, and healing is easy. Shikara? Let me be silly, good luck. Yes, Naaman was sad, was angry. Is that sad? Why he was angry? Why do you say? Why he was angry? I want to have a little gifts here. Why he was angry? Shouldn't he be happy? How many say he should be happy? Should be dancing. All his life, he feel bad about his leprosy. All the time, he was doing, and I remember, a good preacher, okay? He was showing us how was great in miracle that Naaman there. That he was showing us that the man all the time making back that, no one can see his hand is leprous. And the try kida,
we hop around his face kida,
and the man like that, and like that all the time, that no one can see his leprosy. No one can. He doesn't want anyone to see his leprosy. Can he do like that? So all my life, I'm doing like that. It is hard, but I never cared. But I feel you know. It's very hard. And he's doing like that, I shall no one see his hand. And like that, no one see his face. And moving like that. And he is a man of fight, war. How he lived like that. But now we could find the way. Easy way. God said to him, okay, dip yourself in the river and you'll be healed 100%, I promise you. I swear. But he was angry. Why he was angry? Is that sad he was angry? Why he was angry? Shouldn't he be happy? Yes, he's okay. He was angry because the idea of healing is easy. So he couldn't believe it. I know that 90% of you don't believe that you will be healed. I promise you. I feel it. Hashem, I said to you, God would want to heal you. And I confirm that to you. And I made it easy for you. And all of you don't believe that. And all of you say we are chronic lepers. I know that I will never. Kida, he was angry. Not only angry, what happened here? And he said, he went, said, I'm going. Well, the rivers are handy. Verse 12, in Damascus, better than this here. Also, Kida, I read the end of verse 12. Who's clever to read for me? End. Of another edition. The end of verse 12. Yes, he went away with anger. Allah went away with anger. So what did the man? When God promised us through fathers and through the Spirit and in the liturgy today, tomorrow, that he would heal me. And you will make me pure completely. And you will make me a new man. Like you read a beautiful, beautiful word here. And when I hear that, Allah Ibu Qira, half of the conference took the bus and returned it back to Zimbabwe. What is wrong? We have that disappear. You know what happened? Zaidna, you did a mistake. Sorry, but what mistake I did? You make healing heal easy. And he told them that Savior is here to heal them. Because they're angry and left. What? Yes, you made it easy for them. And you promised them that healing will be here. But why they are coming here? Are they coming for healing? If they are not, if they are coming for healing, and I make them accessible. Why they are angry at left? You made it easy for them. And you promised them that the Savior is here. What's the problem? The healing is not easy and the Savior is not here. So they left. Is that logic? Is that logic? If that happened, that logic? Yes or no? Yes or no? Logic? Like half of you disappear tomorrow? Ashan, I make it accessible for you and easy? Look at that. What happened after that? How did you run it? Verse 13. Verse 13. Yeah. here comes a problem. They made it easy for you for ease. Now, if he would ask you for something hard, would you believe or not? Say, yes, I would believe. Is that the mistake of the prophet to make it easy for you to believe? Let us get a close our eyes, kid. Let us be honest, kid. See, that question, that challenge. Why am I here? Can Mr. Luke close your eyes? Everyone, please close your eyes. I'm just going to ask honestly, why am I here? Why am I here? If you may give mercy, I want to be here. I trust the Savior is here. I trust in the presence of the Savior, healing is possible. From the start, I have barrier inside me. They will convince me from bad experience of the past. Impossible to me to be healed. So I'm coming here, but I don't have any hope that I can be healed. Let's be honest. Let us say, forgive us, Lord. I don't have faith that healing is possible. Maybe also, Lord, I confess that sometimes I like my limbs. Yes, I want them to be hidden. I don't want the opponent, I want to see it, but I like it. I want to keep. Give us, Lord, and be like our limbs. Give us when we don't trust the Spirit, not the church. The Spirit, not money. The Spirit, not the chance or the good luck to bring us here. The social. Rather, brought us here. Your Spirit, snatch us from the world. But the Spirit was not happy that I never was. The Spirit knows that I need healing. Enough leprosy. Leprosy make me always guilty and always shameful, only paralyzed. Forgive us because you have wide, great vision for us to be a great service for you. But leprosy stopped me. Leprosy, eat, Lord. Kill my power. Keep me always weak, down, shame. Even cut my legs even to go to you, trust you. Come to the church to be active in the church. And they will want me to be always leprous. Forgive us for that. Thank you, because at the end, the Spirit could win and bring us here. Discover there's a Savior in this church. Discover that, Lord, you did that great work and died on the cross that I can dip myself in your blood and be washed, be cleaned, be pure, to be holy. That I'll be great service. I'll be a great worker, co-worker with you, Lord. I'm not here by chance. I'm not here because God believes the Father active. But I'm here because you care for me. You love me. And you want to put your hand over all leprosy in my life and wash it. I want to go back from here proud of my Savior, my King. Thank you for that. And the servant said to him, Father, I'm your servant because the prophet asked you for something easy. pray that the Spirit can do that in your heart. I pray from the bottom of my heart to discover that healing is possible and is already commanded by the Lord for you. Because the Savior is here. And the blood of Jesus is able, as St. Paul said in heaven, able to make every single one, whatsoever our leprosy, whatsoever our weakness, make every one of us holy. And they said to him, please, can you do anything? Can you obey the prophet? Can you trust him? Can you stop thinking? Can you forget the past? Can you accept the way God has chosen to be healed? Verse 14. Read it 5,000 times. Please read it and absorb it. Please read it and believe it. Read it.
So when he went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
How many of you like that? How many like that? How many like this story? The end of this story. How many say, I believe that would happen to me? Do you believe this story or not? Do you believe this story or not? Do you believe that what happened with that man can happen with you? How many believe that? Jesus said, Jesus was crying when he said that. He said, if in the presence of a prophet in the Old Testament, healing was there, what about in my presence, in the presence of King of Kings, in the presence of the mighty Savior, with the power of his blood, healing is much, much more easier, much more accessible. He went and dipped himself. He went and dipped himself. 7 times. What happened? He was healed. And returned back as young baby. Why is it young like that? Dead like a baby? Why is it that? He shot him. Why the Bible says yes? Yes, purity. But why he said it with purity? Thank you. Come to me again. Good
day. I'm solving the problem of Amuna Usilus now. I think the problem of Amuna Usilus is more harder than the problem of Leopold.
Why the Bible mentions his body is flesh and flesh like flesh of a young baby? Why is it that? Anyway, yes. What's the meaning? When I read you, what's the meaning? Why is it this word? What did it say? Is his flesh tended back to be as if a new creation or a new man? Why is it that? Why is it young baby? Why did they say without the image but old man? You are very near. Directly today. One of the writers who can say this as a campaign. Really, the presence of Abuna was me when I was sweetie, but I was sweetie how I was here. I feel naked. Yes, it does. The Michelin, the little one. You know to whom?
Restoration. Restoring.
Shut it out.
What can make the dead tattoos in summer? Yes.
Put it on for me.
Yes. God wants to take you that He wants to cancel the past. He wants to cancel the past. He wants your memory to be zero. I feel AC, and on this AC to complete and cancel everything. God wants to cancel all the past. God wants you to go from here to say, I am holy and pure, not now, but from long time. God restored to me the original copy. I have no more sin. The power of sin will never rule over my sin. From now, I am brand new. I am fresh, and even the past cancelled completely. And also the furious man, the angry man, what he did? Also the verse 15, what he did? I like that very much. So I want you, all of you, to do like that. What happened? In verse 15. I like that very much. I knew now that God is a Savior, God Almighty. How many want to say that tomorrow evening when you are returning back? How many want that? How many want to return back to that and all the memory of the bad memory of the past cancelled, washed, and return back to sing from the bottom of your heart and say, I could understand, I could believe that our church has a great mighty Savior. And what Jesus did on the cross is for me. And it is my work to keep me holy. How many want that? You want that or not? Very few hands. Thank you very much. The Buddhist, I didn't call them Omar. Can we divide them? 70% of my or 70-20% of my shamigish heart attack. Can you do that? We can divide you into the two groups, group like lepers. You can sit down this side. And I'll take you who want to be healed and praise the Lord to stay here. Okay, you want to be which group? Group of Abuna Osiris or my group? Which group? Let me can ask. If you want to be in the group of Abuna Osiris, please raise your hand. It's a new morning group. You're like, we don't believe there is a Savior. And I like liberty. And I want to be always in liberty. And I don't trust the power of Jesus. And I want to return back with the same liberty. How many like that? You like that? God is breaking you in the end. Because, as I said to you, because He loves you. I love you from the heart, from the bottom of my heart. And I want every one of you to return back to the pure world. Very strong. I want to return the start of the story. To start the story from the beginning. Mighty man of God, but without leprosy. Means to say, mighty man, used by God, and want to be used by God, but he is leprous. But he always feels shameful. But always is paralyzed, because leprosy is there. God doesn't want, God hate. Do you believe that God hates this story or not? God wants you to be a mighty man, a mighty woman of valor, healed completely, and strong, and pure completely, and holy completely. Then God can use your life. You want that or not? If you want that, please stand up, Kenan. Stand up, Kenan. Can you stand up? Can you stretch yourself to be awake? Please close your eyes. Can I hear a few of you can say, thank you, Lord, because healing is for me now, not tomorrow, but at the end of the dream. Healing is now. I will receive healing now. I will give myself in the blood of Jesus now. I don't want to go to my bed before I am clean completely.
I want to go to my room to kneel down and thank you like this man. I want to say now that I know that my Savior is a mighty Savior.
Power of salvation, power of chances that can move the mountain, sin in your life? Trust Him. It's not hard. It's so easy. Let us, all of us, can go to the cross of the blood of Jesus and dip ourselves that we can wash it. Say, I trust the power of the blood. I trust Jesus, the promise you said, that we could conquer devil and all his temptation, whatsoever he did in our life, through the power of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb. We are coming, Lord, to dip ourselves now in the blood. The blood is able to wash everyone, every sin, clean all the past. Give us, Lord, power and hope for the future, that it never will happen. Us today, Lord, is day that all of us kneel down to thank you for salvation. And thank you from now, this power of leprosy, this presence, this shameful leprosy will never be in your people. Because the mighty Savior is here. Because you died on the cross, Lord, to heal everyone. Because you so love every one of us that you offer your Son. Be salvation to everyone. That will never be the same. But we go from here, Lord, like risen mighty army for you, to serve you. Very joyful, very clean, very pure, very holy. Living only for you, not never to be for sin, for our lusts, or for our leprosy. Leprosy went away. It has been absorbed. Thank you for that, Lord. Give every single one here, Lord, the praise that your salvation is here. Mighty Savior is here. Put your blood over every heart and wash every one of us, Lord. That we go back, Lord, with clean, pure heart. Touch every weak well, every bad memory of past, Lord, and wash them. Go back with one memory only, that my Savior is mighty to save. He is able, he is willing, and he did the miracle. He could raise me from the power of sin and death, give me a new life, and restore to me all the power of sonship. I am a child of the Lord, with all power, from the authority of the children of God. Thank you. Please, bless every one of us. And not allow one of us to go home or to go, Lord, to bed even now with the past. Move the past. Give assurance, every one of us, now that we have been healed through the power of the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, we love you, Lord. We pray that in holy name, with the blessing of the